Editor's note. Guelph Today has not discontinued comments on stories, but has discontinued the way we allow them. A new option to submit commentary is available on stories. Guelph Today received the following letter to the editor from Bill McClellan, who disagrees with our decision to discontinue allowing open comments on our news content. Recently, Guelph Today decided to end comments on articles due to the toxicity of many of the commenters. This, I believe, is a short-sighted decision which significantly reduces the value of debate over local issues. It throws out the baby with the bathwater. It is also a lazy way to cope with the stream of malignant comments. Why not just review all comments and block the ones that have little or no factual value or have no positive contribution to the discussion? Articles that are written by Guelph Today writers are, for the most part, one writer's viewpoint with facts provided on a local issue. Thoughtfully submitted comments provide us, the reader, with alternative viewpoints, often clarity that has been missed by the writer, and suggestions about moving forward. This is something I have appreciated, and sometimes my own perspective changes. You do the readers a huge disservice by ending thoughtful debate on our city. Bill McClellan.